My name is Nathan Head, and I am interviewing my grandparents, Carol and John Fritchie, who have lived or been in the area of Edwardsville since the 1940s, and are going to talk about their lives then and how Edwardsville has changed to today. So what are some of the things you enjoyed doing as a kid throughout the year?
Well, since I was born and raised in Edwardsville and grew up here, I attended all the Edwardsville schools and started out at the what was called the LeClaire Academy, which is now the Children's Museum. And we always enjoyed our summers, of course. We went to LeClaire Lake and fished. A lot of people swam. I didn't. But those were good memories of summer times. I lived on Dunlap Lake, which was, I guess, in the early 1940s, was built. And I spent a lot of time on the lake with my dad and my mom and my sister. We did a lot of fishing. The gun club was right across the lake from us, so we heard a lot of clay pigeons, et cetera, going off. The summers were probably the best times for all children, of course, you know, with ice cream and swimming and fishing. During the winter time, we spent a lot of time with sledding down hills and through the trees. And we lived on Cottage Drive, which was a small little drive on Dunlap Lake. It was, they were really wonderful memories of staying outside and building fires and having hot dogs and roasting marshmallows, a lot like the kids used to do. I don't think kids do that too much anymore.
First home on the community. First home.
Yes, the home that we lived in on Cottage Drive was one of the, well, it was the very first home on Dunlap Lake. And it is still there. And it is a little cottage. And lots of memories.
So what were some of the things that, like, you did outside of school as far as, like, during the fall or, like, the winter?
Mm-hmm. Well, during the fall, of course, we had a lot of leaves to rake. You know, we raked our leaves. We had a great big lot, and we had to rake the leaves, and we would build big big piles of leaves and jump in them and spread all the leaves out again. And my dad, of course, would get upset with us, but he enjoyed it as well. During the summer, we always had a family reunion, which was a big deal. We always had it at our house. My grandmother and my mother's 12 sisters and their husbands, all my aunts and uncles and cousins, would gather and bring all the best food that they were well known for. My mother was well known for her fried chicken. My dad always started early. He would start early spring and start building picnic benches and picnic tables, taking care of the lawn and making sure it was just perfect for the big event. That was always one of the biggest deals that we had during the summer with all of our relatives. Some of our other relatives would come from St. Louis, and my uncles from California would come, and they played music. They played the violin, the cello, and the piano. That mostly was done inside the house, but those were really, really wonderful times when Uncle Lee and Uncle John and Aunt Lena and Aunt Mabel and everybody would come together and have a sing music fest. We sort of we enjoyed those times.
So how has Edwardsville changed over the years since you were a kid?
Wow, big changes. We have had so much growth in Edwardsville. You know, when I was a kid, we're thinking, you know, like 10,000 people, 9,000, 8,000 people. And it may have even been 5,000. But the growth has really changed, and I think I have to contribute a lot of it to the building of SIUE. It brought a lot of different folks into town, professors and students from different areas. There's just been a huge change since SIUE has been here. Good changes. Not everybody thought they were good changes, but I feel personally that it has really benefited Edwardsville greatly. More houses, I mean, the subdivisions have just bursted. The building has bursted. We have many more commercial establishments in Edwardsville than we had before. We had a couple places when I was a kid that you could go get a hot dog, you know, and that was about it. But you can go to many new restaurants downtown Edwardsville. The downtown Edwardsville has really changed its in itself to be a beautiful place to come and shop. To come and eat, to come and walk. We have bike trails that, you know, that we never had before. You know, I rode my bike as a kid out on the lake, but now I can travel miles by the bike trail, different trails all around. Big changes for our community, and they've all been very beneficial and helpful to all of our generations to follow. For my grandchildren, they have opportunities that I never had, just right here in our little community, which isn't so little anymore.
So how did Edwardsville, what was the city's feeling towards the changes going on and like the highways being constructed and, you know, the new college? What was the city's feeling around that?
Well, I think that the community as a whole embraced SIUE. But the local farmers, owners of property, you know, they felt that it was an infringement upon their own personal rights and so forth. And it just took several years of working together. A lot of panels were working together to make each entity understand, you know, the benefits of what, you know, this education can be. This in turn brought transportation. We got Interstate 270. We wouldn't have had all that access, to St. Louis, other parts of the county, and so forth, if we didn't have, you know, the interstate system. So in the process, we lost. In transportation, we used to have streetcars that would run right up through Main Street and then go south. And some of them would go to Granite City, to St. Louis. Others went to Belleville, East St. Louis, and so forth. So there was a lot of integration in the 50s, or 40s, and 30s.
So, Carol, you said that not everyone welcomed the new college and environments with open arms. Can you tell me a little bit more about what happened with you personally? How did your family react?
Yes. My father was a building contractor, and property to him was, you know, very important. And when they came in, to actually look over the property, they got some beautiful property for SIU, probably the best property in, you know, in Edwardsville area. And people were really upset because they were going in and tearing out, you know, trees that were there for, you know, I don't know how long, many, many, many years. And they just seemed like they were all unhappy because they thought they were, the environment was going to change dramatically to, you know, people running around and kids and young adults, you know, having parties and having fun. And so that impact was sort of a, well, obviously it was negative. But when the, I think when people started seeing what was actually happening with the new roads being built and the buildings that were being built and how beautiful they were and how that really fit into the environment, I think it took a little while, but people started, you know, changing. But the very beginnings of it were the farmers, you know, whose property was being taken. I think the most negative part were the farmers themselves, who, you know, had all this property. It was beautiful property. And I can recall that, you know, helicopters coming over and people were actually out there shooting guns at the helicopters, you know, trying to scare them off or whatever. But fortunately, that did not happen. And fortunately, they continued on with the progress of completing the university. And I still see it as a huge asset for our whole community and for the surrounding areas. It gave me opportunity to go to school, to college, and it's going to give our grandchildren the opportunity to use the university.
Okay. Now, John, what was your perspective on the whole change, and how did you see it?
Well, my perspective was different to that. I come from a small community in northern Illinois, or central Illinois, and I was in awe of a lot of things that were happening at SIUE, just the concept in itself. I moved to Edwardsville in the early 60s and started school then. I would attend school, take time off to get to increase my funds. And so anyhow, it was an exciting time. I worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation. We were actively working on Interstate 255 or 270, and that brought us closer from the northern, southern, east, and west, all the community as a whole. So that was good. Edwardsville's been an excellent community for me and my family. We had opportunities we probably would not have ever had if we hadn't, you know, supported SIUE. So it's a dynamic community. It, you know, goes back to 1800, and it's going more so, you know, today. You know, there's a lot of history here in Edwardsville, and just like to have the entire community support one another. It's very important.
So how is that, like, how has the community sort of changed in your perspective, like as far as businesses go, or kind of where the town has shifted?
Well, the town has shifted from north to south. Just drive down Main Street, and most of the buildings in Main Street today were built within the last 10 years or less. we started out, I moved to Edwardsville. We probably had 4 or 5 attorneys, and now we've probably got 400 or 500 attorneys that are in Edwardsville. So I lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
All right, so John, how and really more so why did you get introduced and working for IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation?
Well, Nathan, the start of that particular story is when I used to build a lot of tree houses as a kid. Take all my lumber or whatever and build a tree house, maybe a double-story tree house. And as time went on, building became more and more part of me. I initially thought of going into being an auditor and doing auditing on books and so forth. But that quickly changed as the time to make a final decision on what I wanted to do came roaring down the trail. I had the opportunity to work for the Department of Transportation. Illinois has the fifth largest transportation system, you know, in the world. So it's quite a company to work for. I worked for them for 37 years. So it had a major impact on a lot of the things that I. My life, my family's life, and my family.
When did you start working for them?
Started in 1962. Is when I started with them and worked with them until 1997. That was my 37 or so years. We did a lot of projects involving community, you know, how transportation works with the communities and so forth. We give opportunities for minorities and females on highway construction, running the heavy equipment and so forth. We broke ground in places. We had invitations to go out to the state of Ohio to show them what we do here in Metro East. Just really an opportunity with the department working with outside sources was just tremendous. And I enjoyed that. That was a challenge. So we did different projects throughout the state of Illinois. But some of our best work was here with SIUE. But I'm trying to think of the roadway.
Whiteside
roadway. That was a major accomplishment. We put in a lot of sidewalks and stuff between housing groups and so forth. So we did. I felt that we were extremely accountable for what we did. You know, the impact that we had on the school and impact on the department. People started wanting to assist more in projects, and we let them do that. So it was quite an accomplishment.
Enjoyable. Where did it take you, and like what did you unnecessarily do for the company itself?
Well, in my experience, I was able to work with people, work with diverse groups of people to make things happen and make, you know, have them talk and understand, you know, what we're looking for and what they're looking for. It's a very complex set of issues. We work with the president of SIUE, Dr. Rentelman. We work with people out of Washington. So it put me into contacts with a lot of people, diverse groups of people that really was a worthwhile entity for me. A challenge, and I like challenges.
Did you ever go out to D.C. yourself for the job, or?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, went out there. We met with some department heads. We were invited to go out there for that, and so we've been. We contractors invited us to go along with them. So it was a challenge, and which is always wakes us up.
Yeah. What was it for necessarily? That they had you go out to D.C.?
Well, we went out to Washington because there was a conflict between some agencies, and it caused us problems in working with people and getting them on jobs, and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, and a lot of headache.
We tried to get these folks up there in Washington to understand, but unfortunately we weren't able to do that. So we continued doing what we were doing because they told us that they didn't want us to do it, but they didn't have the authority to shut us down. So we knew we were doing good for the people, and that's what it's all about, creating opportunities.
All right. Well, I appreciate you both giving your input, and maybe next time we can talk about something else,